The auditor even stated that the office may be required to return those unauthorized fees to the tour operators. Audits covering a span of 16 years, all highlighting severe mismanagement by UH and DLNR, let alone the fact that the land is leased at $1 per year. They are derelict, and these are the facts. This is not about science. We need to make the UH and DLNR accountable to our community. Their voices have been ignored or brushed aside all these years. Nainoa Thompson was quoted in 1999 while he was a regent as saying, "This is really about abuse of the native people being subject to racism and disrespect." This is from 16 years ago. Why are the same people still fighting the same fight? Now I would like to speak from my na'au. Every sign is pointing in the right direction. It's like a cosmic dance aligning. We have numerous stories throughout our history of ali'i who have made monumental impacts of change because they were leaders that stood with their people. Umialiloa, Ma'ili Kukahi, and Kauai's Manoa Kalanipo come to mind. The people have come to stand with us. This is our opportunity to lead change with them, side by side. I cannot sit here at this very table where we preach over and over the need to empower our community, to reach self-determination, to make greater impacts in our community, and not vote to take a stand with our people. Self-determination is right at our fingertips. We have the opportunity to send a strong message that is no longer business as usual for Hawaiians. Kumuhina Wong have said it the best at this table. She pointed out that what you see happening is the fruit of Oha's labors. All of the money spent on education, support for programs, it has manifested in this movement. I have only been here for 3 years, but for all you trustees who have been here for extensive spans, you deserve the applause. You deserve the pat on your backs for helping plant the seeds that have sprouted into what you are seeing today. You should all be proud to stand with them, and I hope we all do. In closing, the facts are on our side, and we need to stand with our people. Nothing further should be permitted on the Mauna, at the very least until a decommission plan is implemented, funded, and enforced. Therefore, as chair of the meeting today, I cannot make a motion myself, but I hope this board can take a strong position to assure long-standing issues are resolved.
So there's just this Office of Hawaiian Affairs meaning to rescind their previous support for the TMT telescope project. How are people in the movement feeling about that?
At the time, we were hoping that they would actually oppose the 30-meter telescope. And that was really to show strong support with the voices of the people. But when the call came, and originally Trustee Huli Lindsay, she called to both rescind and oppose, but that was matched with a move to amend it by Trustee Apo to just to rescind. Now, of course, the emotions were high in the room, and people were quite upset with the thought that they didn't take that full step in with us. But I acknowledge at the end that it is still better than when we walked in the room. So at their previous stand, OHA was against their people. They were standing with the 30-meter telescope development, which is the desecration of the sacred mountain. So at least with this first step that they've made, it opens them up to be able to support the people, where with their previous stands, they could do nothing to support us because their stands was for TMT. Now, as beneficiaries to OHA, we have the opportunity to access them for assistance. But also with this, I'm hoping, and I'm looking to contact OHA myself to really get a clear idea of what their next step is. That they should be looking into this reopening, what they voted on is back in 2009, which led to the support of TMT. But to be able to look back at these things very scrupulously to get a better understanding of the situation, especially as it stands here and now. A lot of things has changed since 2009. A lot of more research has been done, and a lot more education and awareness of the people. You know, previously they said they consulted with Native Hawaiians and such and all this kind of stuff, but they're a minuscule attempt and greatly too not well publicized or, yeah, so there wasn't a major effort.
So where does the people on the mountain, is the encampment on Mount Mauna Kea still going on right now?
Yeah. We've gone ahead after so long of no activity. You know, they haven't come, and we've kind of been hearing from the offices that they're not planning on coming right now in the midst of all this dialogue. We went ahead just to make sure that for ourselves, too, we don't want to leave a heavy impact on the mountain. So we brought our numbers down, shrunk in our camp quite a bit, and everybody's just on call.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still always the 24/7 presence on the mountain. As long as the track is on the mountain, we need to be there to make sure they don't move.
And do you feel like, have you seen support on all the Hawaiian islands among Native Hawaiian people and among non-Native Hawaiians? Have you seen support growing?
Tremendously. Tremendously. Even now when there hasn't been a lot of activity necessarily in the sense of them actually trying to make a move to come up the mountain, still every day I'm getting hundreds of calls and people showing their support from across the whole world. And again, even here in Hawaii, we try to share with a lot of people too, this is not just a Hawaiian issue. This is a human issue. You know, there's a lot of people that will move to these islands as well who just love this mountain, who appreciate the cultural perspective of the mountain and have their own connection to the mountain or connected to the environment and appreciate and care for the environment, that are all standing up to support the mountain.
And again, those were voices from the movement to protect Mauna Kea from a massive new telescope project, the 30-meter telescope, and for Hawaiian self-determination. The last voice was Lanakila Manguil, one of the young leaders of the encampment on Mauna Kea. And before that, we heard three voices from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs meeting last Thursday, which voted to rescind their previous support for this project. We heard Walter Ritte, a longtime Hawaiian activist, Leanna Marie Lehado, a high school junior, and Dan Ahuna, acting chair of the OHA board, who cast the lone dissenting vote in the 6-1 vote, but only because he wanted to oppose the project beyond just rescinding it. And that is tonight's News in Depth for the KBOO News. This is Paul Roland.
Donate today to be entered into KBOO Spring Sweepstakes. One lucky person will win a 6-month VIP pass to the Crystal Ballroom, a week-long artist residency at Southwestern Lodge, $200 in gift certificates to Portland Saturday Market, and 10 treatments to working-class acupuncture. A donation is not required to enter. All money raised will be applied to KBOO's Spring Membership Drive goal of $95,000. For every $15,000 raised before May 5th, we will shorten the drive by one day. To learn more, go to kboo.fm.
And the time is 6 p.m. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's Labor Radio.
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla! Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class. Here on KBOO 97 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfitt. I am a member of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees and the current president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. And tonight, I'm joined by my sister in the struggle.
Hello. Sister Deborah Hall here from the American Federation of Teachers in Portland Community College. Welcome.
Tonight, our segment will highlight one of the oldest known celebrations commemorating the end of slavery here in the United States over 152 years ago. This celebration is sponsored